It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now this week's host of the Coach Maddox Show, Matt Sharp.
And good evening, everyone. Matt Sharp filling in this evening for Brad Hallworth as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on the Pioneers of Batesville for their non-conference finale of the 2017 regular season. We will talk about that with Coach Brian Max and also a review last week's game against Nelson over at Jonesboro when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to the Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bomber fans. It is Dr. Coleman with an exciting announcement. We have added a new team member to our team at Coleman Family Dentistry, Dr. Chris Rodriguez. Schedule your appointment today and see why we are so excited. Remember, we accept our kids and other dental insurances, so whether you have a little Bomber man just entering the schools or have been cheering on the Bombers for 50 years, let us help you get that smile, style, and winning way. Visit us at ColemanFamilyDentistry.com or come see us on Highway 5 North in Bradford Square.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
And back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. And Coach, tough night for your boys last week. They lost to Nelson 42-0 over at Jonesboro. First of all, just your overall thoughts on the game.
Well, I thought, you know, going in, and of course, and I don't like talking about this too much, we were missing enough kids. I think you have to say that, and just from injuries and things of that nature. But I still felt like going over there with the kids that we had available, that we had a chance to go give them one heck of a football game, and if we took care of business, have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we come right out, you know, take the opening kickoff, and we go on about a six-minute drive, and it's just we're clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, we had a penalty there that negated a first-down conversion on a third down, put us in third and long, and then, of course, we try to take a shot downfield at that point, and they intercept it. Defense goes out. We made them snap the ball. I'm trying to think of how many times we made them snap it to score. I mean, just made them drive the length of the field. They get down inside the red zone. Our defense just fights and fights and forces them into a fourth and short on the goal line and just battling. And they do punch it in on fourth and short. But I'm standing over on the sideline going, you know, we're down 7-0, but we've played really well to start. And, you know, it just, and that's kind of been the theme for us, practices and games so far this year, is we'll look good in spurts, and then we'll, you know, we'll shoot ourselves in the foot. We'll have, you know, a missed assignment, a penalty, whatever it is. And, you know, the word of the week is consistency for us, on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. You know, we're down 21-0 at halftime there. And, I'm looking at it going, we very easily could be up. 14-7, we got down inside the red zone and had a penalty, put us in a third and long, and, you know, they're late in the first half. We end up not converting, and then finishing that drive out with points, and they turn around and they, you know, we put them in a third down. They get a face mask call, and they end up going down and scoring. It's 21-0. It very easily could have been 14-7 just on that one swing. And so it's just it's a lot of things right now, the little things. And so, you know, the word of the week for us is consistency and just taking care of us. And I know we're playing Batesville, but right now we're focused on us. And, you know, hopefully we'll come out and we'll string together a complete game and mm-hmm. and execute.
Well, you did mention the injuries, you know, and I don't want to harp too much on it, but it does seem like that's kind of plaguing your team. Not to, you know, make any excuses, but it always does seem to have an effect.
Right, and that's, you know, I really didn't want to say much about it, you know, and it when you have it to the degree that we have, I think you have to. It's, you know, and we're hoping to get some of them back. You know, David Waymire, we expect to have David Waymire back, and that'll really help us out. You know, we lost one in pregame last week going into the game, you know.
Wow.
Lathan had a hamstring injury just in doing a shuffle in pregame, and so you know, we're moving our starting safety to rush outside linebacker, and then we had to slide another safety, and we're teaching kids in pregame. And so you know, that stuff does affect it. It does have an effect. They actually converted a third down where we, you know, missed assignment,
right,
in one of those positions, and it was just a miscommunication that a little more familiarity with the position, probably, you know, it would have been different. Does that change if we win or lose a game? Probably not. But that just is an example. It does. It affects you. And you know, here I am talking about consistency
mm-hmm.
when you don't have the same lineup.
Right.
You know, I was looking at the two deep for every, you know, the Blyville scrimmage and then Harrison and Nettleton and then Batesville. It hadn't been the same yet. And so it's I do think that's a factor. But we've got to get to a point in our culture, if that, you know, makes sense, in our football program where – you know, the scheme, you know, these kids have been through a lot of different scheme changes over the years, you know, going back from when Coach Mahan was here and Coach Joyce did a lot of experimenting. And so they really haven't been in a true system for more than 2 years mm-hmm. Since they've been in the program. And so that's one of the things that I hope over time, you know, injuries won't affect you as much, if that makes sense, on both sides of the ball. But I was proud of the kids that first half. They did. They came out. They didn't make any excuses. They said, we're going to go try to win this thing. And, you know, we just, again, it's consistency, it's execution.
Well, I also have to give Nettleton, you know, a little bit of credit. I think they've proven to be tougher than a lot of people expected. Mm-hmm. You know, they beat up on opening week a very good Pocahontas team. So you had to know they were going to be a challenge.
I knew coming into the season, I felt like our non-conference schedule, you know, when you look at it, Harrison, Nettleton, and Batesville, all three of them, I expect to go deep in the playoffs. Nettleton, that's the best group they've had in a long time. Harrison, it's the best group they've had in a long time. Now, Batesville's just Batesville. I mean, they're always solid. They're always good. You know, Nettleton is a surprise, but their team speed, having an experienced quarterback that's a dual-threat quarterback, they had some guys up front that could move them. They're really pretty complete team. They didn't have a lot of weak spots out there. So, you know, you have to give them a lot of credit. They played a good football game, and they made some big plays, and you know, Batesville will be a big challenge. But, you know, ultimately we're hoping that gets us ready later on in the season. And that's the biggest thing right now is, yeah, there's some adversity, but, we, you know, let's stick together and let's keep fighting and don't let go of that rope. Because, you know, you look at last year, we're 0-5, and I think people had written us off. And, you know, we go on a little run there at the back end of the season. And so we're hoping that we can continue to get better. I hope we can come out and play really well against Batesville and hopefully get a win and go into conference with some momentum. But regardless, conference is what matters. The playoffs is what everybody's pointing at, and so that's really where our attention is. It's just getting better every day.
One more thing about Nettleton. You think even with opponents like Batesville and Wynn, you think they can compete for the 5A East title?
I think they can. I really do. I think Nettleton is going to be one of your top 10 teams in 5A, and I think they've got a chance. And the Wynn's pretty tough. Batesville's going to be good, but you know, last year Nettleton had Batesville on the ropes and the quarterback got hurt.
That's right.
I think Nettleton has every chance this year to sneak up and get Batesville. And if they can play win well, they've got a chance to win that conference.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of last week's recap against Nettleton in just a moment. You're listening to The Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bomber since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Forget fuzzy investment approaches. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we can help you build an investment plan around your real-life needs and goals. With the help of our innovative investment planning technology, we'll construct a plan that's flexible enough to adapt to whatever life has in store for you. And you'll get regular updates on your progress toward your goals. It's investment planning that revolves around you, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front end alignments, front end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
And we welcome you back to the Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. You know, we mentioned it earlier, Brian. You know, early on in the game, it was close. You actually held them scoreless in the first quarter. It just kind of seemed like once they got on the board, the bottom kind of fell out.
It did. That momentum went against us. And you know, and again, the kids kept fighting. I felt with 4 minutes to go in the first half, like we had a chance to win the ball game still. You know, we're driving and – you know, we missed. We called a little play action pass, and we had our tight end just wide open, and got pressure up the middle. And Isaac couldn't get his eyes on him because of the pressure and coming up front, and so he had to scramble. And it just, but you know, when I said earlier, the little things. Let's say we complete that pass. It's 14-7. Momentum changes back, but it just continued to domino against us. I didn't. If I'm being honest, I didn't think we came out of the locker room with the same tenacity that we did in the first half, and. You know, I think the effects of the week finally had caught up to the kids maybe a little bit, and you know, they're out there, they're playing hard, but I just felt like, you know, we saw more mistakes in the second half, and that's, you know, as coaches, we've got to continue to pick these guys up and work them every day. And we've really got to put together four quarters. And so, I didn't think we did that over at Nettleton Harrison. I thought we played a pretty good football game. It just didn't quite make the plays. Mm-hmm. Nettleton, I didn't think we played all four quarters up to our full capability. But
Well, one comparison, or I guess contrast, I guess you could say, between the two games, Harrison, you didn't have any turnovers. That wasn't quite the case against Nettleton.
Right. We did. And of course, we're a team that's going to run the football, and everybody knows that. We're not really a team that's strong in the passing game. So when we do throw it, we want to be efficient. I think they got us in some situations where they knew we had to throw, and that doesn't bode well for us. And, it's one of those things where, third and long, that you loosen your coverage a little bit, and we're trying to throw vertical to get that first down, and they break on the ball and they intercept it. So, that first one, to me, was a punt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take a shot downfield. If they intercept it, then fine, we make a tackle, and that's what we did. It had the same effect as a punt. So, the penalties got us, I felt like. We had some third down conversions that, negated because of penalties. Face masks that extended drives and gave them big chunks of yardage. A procedural penalty there late in the first half. We were trying to draw them offside. We were going to call timeout and talk about it. It was third and four, and we flinch in our stance when we're trying to draw them offside. And so, it's just cleaning up the details. Turnovers and penalties, you have to control the things that you can control. And I do think as we go, that's something we're going to get better at.
Well, you just mentioned the penalties. It actually kind of seemed like there was a number of penalties on both sides for both teams.
Right. The Harrison game, there's no flags on the field for the longest time. And then over at Nettleton, you're going, okay, I guess they saved them for this week. it was one of those games. And, of course, when the tempo picks up and Nettleton, they try to use their team speed and their depth, and they speed up the tempo too some. And, sometimes it can get a little bit sloppy, motion shifts, things of that nature. But, again, that's just stuff that as the season goes on, we've got to continue to get better at and clean up the fundamentals where we don't have the penalties.
And I guess that's part of the word consistency you probably preach to your team all week.
Yes. Well, we're trying to model really behind, teams like Cabot that, everybody may know what's coming, but can you stop it? Let's get good at execution. And it doesn't work if you're not play after play, and that's that consistency word. And, that's just, again, that's not our kids are giving us full effort, and I really think we're very close. We told the kids at halftime, guys, we're so close. We're putting together drives. We ran midline, we ran outside veer, we're getting chunk plays, just 4 or 5 yards, and we're just moving the ball, and then it's that one mistake somewhere. And if you're going to be a team that's trying to get that 3.5-4 yards in a cloud of dust or cloud of recycled tires, what we call it now with these new turf fields.
Yeah.
If you're going to be that team, you have to be consistent. You can't get behind the chains. And that's something, I know I've said this several times, I do think as we go that more familiarity with what we're doing, I think we'll get better and better at it.
We'll take another break. We'll come back and preview this week's game against Batesville, again, the non-conference finale, as we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to The Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Bomber fans, it is Dr. Coleman with an exciting announcement. We have added a new team member to our team at Coleman Family Dentistry, Dr. Chris Rodriguez. Schedule your appointment today and see why we are so excited. Remember, we accept our kids and other dental insurances, so whether you have a little Bomber man just entering the schools or have been cheering on the Bombers for 50 years, let us help you get that smile, style, and winning way. Visit us at ColemanFamilyDentistry.com or come see us on Highway 5 North in Bradford Square.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Tavon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Tavon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We're also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Welcome back to the Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. And first, before we get to Batesville, Brian, you know, you mentioned earlier in an earlier segment some of the injuries you had, and you mentioned David Waymire. He should be back. How are some of the other players doing?
Well, you know, we've lost Peyton Hughes and Blake Boget for the year,
right,
with their knee. Eddie Just has gotten an MRI this week. We'll get the results back today, actually. We're hoping to get them back today. And so hopefully we can, you know, we're hoping to get him back. Riley Peters has had that hamstring, and he's continued to stay healthy enough to be able to play, and we need, you know, that's big for us. Lathan Aldridge's hamstring, he's getting checked out by the doctor. We still don't have information on how long he'll be out. But we're starting to, you know, I'm hoping we can get some of these kids back, or at least have that final decision on whether or not they're going to be able to go. And, you know, Gabe Henderson's knee was bugging him a little bit last week, but thankfully he was able to go. And but you know, it's part of football. You're going to have some injuries, and that's where the depth comes in, and having guys ready. And I was really proud of, you know, Trace Rick went out there and played right tackle for David and did a good job. You know, Logan Krim, he was the one that got thrown to safety when Eddie went down, and then he got moved outside linebacker, and mm-hmm. really proud of him. And then James Schwartz came out, sophomore. I don't think 3 weeks ago he was expecting to play varsity football at all mm-hmm. all year, and now he's starting for us and mm-hmm. did a great job. And Seth Bashir's jumped in there, did a great job. So, you know, seeing these guys jump in and fill the spots, and I mean that. They really do. They get out there, and, you know, they didn't panic. They didn't flinch. And, you know, they played hard. They were physical. You know, sometimes they get out in those situations, they'll shy away from contact. Those kids didn't do that. And the other side of that is the senior leadership we're getting, you know, picking those guys up. I mean, Gabe Henderson and Luke Foreman were just next to those kids all night, just talking them up, trying to pick them up, and they were doing a great job with that. And Hayden Strider, can't say enough about Hayden. He just does everything you ask every day, full speed. And, you know, he was one out there that just constantly trying to keep the energy up with the kids. And he's staying positive. He had, you know, he's not letting go of the rope. You know, mm-hmm. we're 0-2. We don't want to be 0-2. And just continues to, you know, to be that kid you need, lead by example. And so we've had some kids step in, do a great job for us. You know, Hunter Shod's had to kind of pick up Riley's load at fullback some and play some linebacker. And Hunter's really been – he's just kind of flown under the radar somehow. He jumped in that Blyville scrimmage, played really well for us. And, you know, he hasn't gotten the attention maybe he deserves. He's played really well for us. So we've had some kids step in, and just really proud of those guys.
Well, let's talk about Batesville. You're playing a Pioneer team that is traditionally strong, but right now they're seeing their share of struggles. You know, they started the season ranked in the Class 5A top 5, but right now they're 0-2 as well.
Well, they're 0-2. Don't let it fool you. They've lost to Jonesboro, who is Jonesboro. I mean, right. I don't know if I need to say much else. And then they've lost to Searcy, who, continuing our theme of our schedule this year being really, it's one of the tougher schedules I think we've seen in a while. Searcy's got one of their best groups that they've had. They are just, they're exploding offensively. Really talented group of kids. We actually have the exchange film of Searcy versus Batesville. And boy, it was hard not to look over at Searcy every once in a while, knowing we're going to play them later, and go, goodness gracious, they've got some kids that can move, they got some size. And so Batesville's doing some good things. The Batesville that we look at on film, they've got skill kids. They got a receiver that Arkansas State has offered, you know, rangy kid that they can throw it up to. They've got something, you know, a back that can run with power and speed, which is a rare combination, and, you know, some tight ends. They got a tackle that's got some size. Defensively, linebackers that'll fly to the ball, secondary fly to the ball. And they're always physical. They're always really well coached. They are an example of what we're trying to get to. You know, I don't know the number of years Coach King's been there, but I know he's been there a long time, and that consistency really helps.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're trying to get to on our end. And so that they have that going for them as well. They know their system like the back of their hand. They've been doing it since they were in seventh grade. And, you know, I know they're 0-2, but yeah. I mean it when I say don't let it fool you. We're going to play a very good football team tonight.
Yeah. I you did mention Searcy. I really was surprised because, as you said, Jonesboro is Jonesboro. Their offense is always high-powered. I was surprised that Searcy poured 47 points on him.
Well, Searcy has one of the better quarterbacks in the state. He can – I believe he was a move-in from Valonia. I don't remember where he had moved from. But he, you know, last year he was throwing the ball all over the place, and he's only gotten better over the summer. He's not a dual threat guy, but he can sit in the pocket and you give him time, and that offensive line gives him time. They've got a great offensive line, and he's got targets, and he hits them. And so, you know, they have that high powered offense. They can run it, they can throw it, and that balance really makes them hard to defend. And, you know, Batesville really, they had some mistakes in that game as well, that game could have been much tighter.
Mm-hmm. Well, offensively, I imagine one of the strengths for Batesville has got to be in their running game. Seems like they got a slew of running backs over there.
Right. They're going to do what they always do. They're going to run power and ISO, and they're going to run it between the tackles and run toss sweep and a fullback trap. They'll bootleg off of it. They'll play action off their run game. But they want to use the run game to set up the pass. And, you know, to me, their offensive line's probably – that's the one part of the team I look at and I go, okay, that's not the same offensive line they usually have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. Don't hear me say that, but it's – they've been dominant some years up front, and I don't know that they're dominant, but they've you know, it's not what it's been. They do have the backs, they do have the tight ends, they do have the receivers. They're breaking in a new quarterback, and so the passing game hasn't been as good for him so far. I think that will come around for him. I hope it doesn't come around for him tonight.
Yeah.
You know, so I really, to me, the interior run game and their passing game has struggled. But they still, like, yes, they always have a slew of running backs. They've got a kid that can run you over. They can throw a scat back type in there. They'll run the reverse to their receivers who have some speed. And so there's a lot to prepare for with them, for sure.
We'll take a break. We'll come back more and talk about tonight's matchup against Batesville in just a moment. You're listening to The Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bombers since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Forget fuzzy investment approaches. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we can help you build an investment plan around your real-life needs and goals. With the help of our innovative investment planning technology, we'll construct a plan that's flexible enough to adapt to whatever life has in store for you, and you'll get regular updates on your progress toward your goals. It's investment planning that revolves around you, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddy, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
And we welcome you back to the Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. And Brian, you mentioned it in the last segment. One area where Batesville doesn't have much experience is at the quarterback position. I would imagine if your defense can contain the run game and force them into some passing situations, you could probably use that to your advantage.
We're hoping, yes, we're hoping to make him be the guy that has to beat us. Now, it's you have to be careful. You go at that too aggressively and you leave your corners on an island. They do have the receivers that can get you if you put them in one-on-one situation. So we do still have, you know, our philosophy. I'll say this every week, I'm sure. I told Brad it'd be almost boring hearing me every week say the same thing. But it's the years we've been at our best. It's when we've been able to make teams drive the length of the field on defense. We've been able to sustain drives on offense and get points out of our drives. And so we still want to keep them in front of us. But yes, we're going to try to do some things with the defensive line where we take away, their key run plays, make them do things they don't want to do, and that's what you try to do every week to everybody. But with Batesville, that's one thing. With their consistency over time, you do know what they're going to do offensively. They get in certain sets, and they have some high tendencies to run certain types of plays, and so we'll try to slant into those and pinch into them, and we'll match their numbers in the box when they go two tight ends, and hopefully we can try to make that quarterback be the one to have to beat us.
You know, it does appear another strength that Batesville has is actually in their kicking game. I was reading in Hooten's that Nelson Romero, he's got the ability to place kickoffs pretty much where he wants them.
Yes.
What can you do to prepare for that?
Well, that's, our kickoff return team actually yesterday had, I think we literally went 25 minutes on just kickoff return because he can put it anywhere, and I recognize him from soccer. He's a heck of a soccer player. He's been kicking for him. I think this is his third year that he's been their kicker, and he's very accurate, and he can hit field goals for him as well. But they'll try to sneak an onside kick in on you every once in a while. They'll hit a high pooch kick and see if you can field it. They'll be right there standing next to you when you field it, and so he can do some things that put you in some tough spots.
What are your keys for tonight?
Same thing as always. We've just got to execute it. We've got to run the ball and run clock. We've got to get first downs, and we've got to get points out of our drives. When we go to the play-action passing game, we've got to hit our play-action passes. That's something we have not done yet. Defensively, we've got to play our assignments and make sure we tackle well. We've got to match their physicality. They're going to try to be physical. On special teams, we've got to make sure that we are – covering our lanes, that we don't give up the big play, kickoff team, punt team, give them that big play on kickoff return that changes the game, gives them momentum. So it's the kicking game's got to be solid. I would like a game-breaking play on special teams if we can find it on our end. Us be the one to make the big return or block a kick or whatever it is. And, I really feel like if we can execute the formula that we're going to have a great chance to win the football game. So kids got to play hard. They got to battle, and for all four quarters. And usually this group does that. And I got all the confidence in the world in them that they're going to show up and play a heck of a football game.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Mountain Home head coach Brian Maddox, and that's going to wrap up the Brian Maddox Show. We will get you out to the stadium in just a moment for the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.